We are up to Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, and we'll be doing the first four Sifim. Sifal of Kol Shel Bracha Ton Hadochel Mibifnim. The Kol Shel Bracha has to be rinsed on the outside. Rinsed on the inside. Ushtifa Mibachutz, as well as on the outside. V'im Hunaki Ve'ein Bo Shiurei Kosos Ein Tzarech. Whereas if it's clean and you don't have leftover bread that was dipped into the wine, then it does not have to be clean. The halacha is that you don't need water to clean it. You can use a rag as well, as long as it's clean. It is better that you actually wash it out to make it spotless, to make it really, really clean, and not just wipe it out. But if it's been washed before, there's no need to rewash it in time for using it again. Siv beis. Yitein hayayin letocho chai ad shemegia lebirkas ha'oretz. The Mechaber says you're supposed to put undiluted wine into the cup, even though it's not yet drinkable. In those parts, in the olden days, the wine, especially of Eretz Yisrael, was extremely thick and rich, and it was very difficult to drink until you diluted it. So what you're supposed to do is, at the beginning of benching, you put the wine undiluted until you get to Nodelecha. Va'oz, at the beginning of Nodelecha, Mozgo, there you dilute it, you add the water. Lodia Shevach Ha'aretz, to show the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael that its wines need to be diluted. Ramah says, Hagov Yeshomer in the Mayayin Ein Chozuk Ein Tzarech Lemozgo V'Cheinogim Be'elu Aratzis. The Ramah says that if the wine isn't especially strong, there's no need to dilute it. The Beis Yosef nevertheless holds that the minig is to put a little bit of water into it, no matter what wine you're using. The Ramah says that you should take it out of the barrel for the sake of bracha. What does that mean? That you should not pour it out until just before you want to use it. The Nira, the Lididon, Shein Lanu Harbe Yayin, says the Ramah, for us where we don't have a lot of wine, Ein Sarech Rak L'Shofcho Min HaKankan Sheshomen Bo HaYayin L'Shem Bracha. The Chavis Lav Davka. For us, we don't keep wine in big barrels in the home. Most people don't have barrels of wine. What we do is all we have is a kankan, all we have is a small bottle. So the halacha is that you have to pour it out of there for the sake of Birkas HaMazon. V'chein nogim b'mdina selu, and that is our minhag. V'kol shel bracha yimalenu sheimole al kol gedosav. The kol shel bracha should be overflowing. Even though you're wasting some wine, nevertheless, for the sake of kosher bracha, the halacha is that you do that, but it's not ma'akif. Siv gimel tzarech lachzor achar kos sholem. This means that there should be a cup that is not broken. What does that mean? Even though, say, the base is broken, still you should be machmer and not use it. The Mishnah Berurah here brings down the Magen Avraham, who says that really you should put a hat on in order to bench, and also a beged elyon, which means a jacket, and lemaisa, the minig is that way, even if you're not benching bezimun, even without a kos, meaning it's not just lekover the kos, but it's lekover the birkas hamazon itself. Siv dalid makablo b'shtei yadov, you accept the cup with two hands. Ukshamas chilavarech not lo b'yamino v'lo yisayeya b'smol. Whereas, when you start benching, you put it over to your right hand, and you should not even be helping out with the left hand. Says the Ramah, Hagah, v'hainu dafke shelo tiga ha-smol b'kos. That means that your left hand should not be touching the cup. Aval nosen ha-smol tachas yamin l'sayya muter. But you're allowed to put the left underneath the right in order to help support the right hand. Umagbiyo me'akarka tefach. And you pick it up a tefach off the ground, imhu yoshev agabe karka, then he should be picking it up a tefach above the karka. V'mumesev b'shulchan, but if you're sitting at the table, magbi ome'al ha'shulchan tefach, you lift it above the table a tefach. V'nosen bo'enov, and you stare at it, you look at it, shelo yasiach dato, in order that you not be masiach das, that you only think about benching. Hagos says the Ramah of Alkanen Lokin Kosha Piv Tsar, you should not take a narrow glass, a narrow cup where you can't see into it. Shekorin Klu Glass, Levarech Olaf. Now, Lamaisa, all of these things are for the sake of showing the Chavivus of the Kos. The reason you hold it with one hand is because it's not so chaviv. If you hold it with two, it looks like you're really having a hard time. Now, the Shla brings down al pi Kabbalah that you should be holding it in the palm of your hand with your fingers rolled up around it. Also, you should not be wearing gloves. Now, the idea of everybody seeing the kos, the mashmas of the Ramah is that they have to see into the kos, they have to see the wine, and that's why you can't use a cup that has a narrow top. Whereas the Achronim asked that the real halacha that everyone's supposed to see the kos is even referring to the outside of the kos and not what's in it. Further, umeshagro leishto shetishta mimenu, and you send the kos shel bracha to your wife that she should drink from it, even if she didn't eat with you, in order that she be bechlal habracha. And the same thing is, we pass it around to different people that they should be all be bechlal habracha, whether or not they actually ate at the time.